So if you love gardening, this is your Sunday, right? Burning bushes, fig trees. I'm no gardener, but there's something that these very pastoral readings have to say to us about where we are in Lent. Now, one of the dangers, one of the cautions that we must always keep in mind as we go about our Lenten observances of prayer, almsgiving, and fasting, as we rightfully do some accounting of our lives, our sins, as we hopefully go to confession during the season of Lent, the caution is this, that we can focus so much on the accounting of sins that we forget the mercy of God. And that's a real temptation, because if all we do is account neatly for all these sins in my life, that becomes a really self-centered, that very accounting, if not done in light of the mercy of God. And Pope Francis reminds us repeatedly in this year of mercy that God's mercy is what we must first acknowledge as we go about our lives and examining our lives. You must start and end above all with God's mercy. The Lord is kind and merciful. We just sang so beautifully, right? The Lord is so kind and merciful. And so consider these readings today in that light of God's mercy as we go about our Lenten observance. So let's do the burning bush. So whenever in the Bible, whenever there is a mountain, pay attention. Something big is going to happen. Because the mountain in the biblical tradition is always a meeting place of the divine. And here we have mountain, Mount Horeb or Sinai is where Moses meets God for the first time in the burning bush. And here what I want us to consider is the divine outreach. That God is always reaching out, trying to get our attention. So when we say the Lord is kind and merciful, the way that God is kind and merciful is God is always trying to reach out to us first, if we just notice. And so God gets Moses' attention as would be befitting a shepherd. You know, in this scene, on the mountain, in this bush, among the horticulture, right? And Moses notices God reaching out. But in the tradition that Jesus was a part, the understanding was that the burning bush was probably a thorn bush. And this is very important. It's not said in the reading, but it would be understood among Jesus' audience and among the people in the Jewish understanding of the scriptures that was a thorn bush that was burning. Why? Because when Adam and Eve and the first sin, one of the consequences of the first sin was that the land would be barren or infertile, spawning thorns and thistles. And I think that image is very important to actually know what kind of bush we're talking about. A thorn bush is burning. That God doesn't mind getting mixed up in the thorniness of human lives. God could have chosen a much cleaner site to get Moses' attention. But a thorn bush is what the scriptures give us. God doesn't mind getting involved in the thorniness of our human lives, the complications of our lives. And what does he do when he gets Moses' attention? He gives a name. Now, often we reduce names to name tags. It's utilitarian. But boy, the name was everything in the Jewish tradition. A name was giving a name was a sign of intimacy, of getting someone's attention, of wanting to know them or be known by them. And so God gives him this name, I am who am, meaning a God who is, I am everything to you. And not just that, but I free you. I freed your ancestors. I will free you again. God tells Moses what he wants to do for him. That's what the divine outreach looks like. Not just let's go talk about philosophy or theology. Let's get busy. I want to know you, Moses, so that we can free your people. A God who just gets down to business, sees suffering, and wants to liberate from us. This is the God given to us by the Jewish tradition, and it's important for us to know that as we contest with our own slavery in our lives, how we are bound up by sin or a lack of freedom, this God wants to unbind us, wants to remove all separation and meet us exactly where we are. And that's something to rejoice in today. The Lord is kind and merciful because God reaches out to us in the nestles and thorns of our lives and wants to help us. How does God want to help you? What thorniness are you dealing with in your life right now? Be very, very concrete and invite God in. Frankly, God's probably already there if you just notice. And if you do, you may be inspired to take off your own shoes because you will have found holy ground even in this very complicated part of your life. The fig tree. We have a fig tree at the Jesuit community on campus. It is a fertile fig tree. It blooms or fruits every year. But fig trees, I learned, basically, it's a 3-year, usually takes about 3 years for the fig tree to give, to bear fruit. So we're told it took 3 years and there was nothing, no fruit on the fig tree, so cut it down. That's what a good gardener would do, right? Because it's taking up the soil. And here we have Jesus telling this parable, and the parables, scripture scholars tell us, are some of the more authentic sayings of Jesus, the parables. So listen attentively when you hear about a mountain and when a parable is given in the Bible, because that's very close to Jesus' own words. So he uses a thing people would know about a fig tree. And here we have Jesus telling us who God is, his Father, and it's a God who is very patient, a gardener who's going to give us some extra time. The Lord is kind and merciful. In this case, giving us a break, giving us a second or third or fourth or 40th chance. And we'll till the soil when he gives us that break to try to help us bear fruit, fruit that will last. So gentle is that gardener, our God is. So if your life seems sort of dry, if you're really having trouble just breaking through, know that God is trying to till around you, is trying to encourage you and help you. Because the Lord is indeed kind and merciful. But don't wait forever. Don't become a spiritual couch potato. The danger on the other side of God, reflecting on God's mercy, is that we'd be presuming a little too much. The mercy should be empowering us. It shouldn't be just to say, God's going to be merciful. I'll just sit back and enjoy. No, that God's mercy should inspire us to be merciful. That strange, those headlines we read about Pilate killing people and the tower that fell and killed 18 people. Clearly, there was some news. People knew about these deaths. It's a sign that, listen, we never know. We don't know the time or hour when our time will run out. So when given God's mercy, let's respond, you and I, with some openness, some urgency. And accept that mercy and then offer it to others. How? By being kind and merciful. By imitating the divine outreach to other people. As God has reached out to us, maybe we do the same. How? By being a gentle and patient gardener. People lead complicated and thorny lives, and sometimes we just need to be patient as they work through their stuff. Parents know that very, very well. To be a gentle and patient gardener. And so sometimes we need to imitate that gentleness to others who are going through a tough time, very practically. And when we do that, we really get to see what mercy looks like in motion. It's not just the concept, but it lives in gentleness and in patience. It lives in you and I. You know, God was not content speaking through thorny bushes or through prophets. We look towards Easter, you and I. We walk this journey of Lent with Jesus. God coming close to us, not in a burning bush, but in a person. As close as possible that God can get to us in a human being, in Jesus Christ, who will reflect God's mercy and kindness and patience. Jesus who will imitate, reflect the divine outreach as close as possible to us, to show us what mercy looks like. How blessed we are to have this example, this time, to journey with the Lord. But you remember the crown of thorns. The God who will get so close to us will be crowned with thorns, hearkening back to that burning bush of thorns. God doesn't care. God wants to get so close that God will allow himself to get caught up so close to us, that God will get caught up in the violence and mess and thorns of our lives. Jesus knew that, and he wore that crown of thorns. And we have another tree, the cross, a barren tree. God gets that close to us. That's how much God cares. But we know that it doesn't end with a crown of thorns or a tree on which Jesus hung. You and I can look to Easter and say, from those places, from the thistles and thorns of our lives, from the lack of fruitfulness that we will experience, God will bring life. As God brought life from the cross, God will bring life from our beautiful complexity. From the barrenness we experience, God will bring life. So you and I could sing, let us hum this week. Let us remember that verse we sang. The Lord is kind and merciful, slow to anger, rich in kindness. The Lord is kind and merciful.